Hello, this is Steve Forbert. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Hey, mister, got a minute? That's what he would say. Split up, drinking beer while the jukebox plays brand new songs made for brand new days. Quiet nights and empty streets, sleepy town, humble home, yes. Same old walls in the wind by the railroad track. Riding out to a country bridge, moonlight shining across the ridge, frozen trees neath a billion stars, yeah, and his seven friends crammed in Robbie's car. High as kites and wild and gone, drunk as well and laughing loud. Back at home I say goodnight, and I close the door. Sunday morning the church bell rings, the organ plays and the choir sings. Where am I while the preacher speaks? Dreaming dreams between my sheets asleep, waking up and trying to think, oh, what went down, hey, what do we do? I rub my eyes and shake my head, yes, and I feel the sun. Plane takes off on the old runway, snow fell light on the ground today. Lost an hour I'd gained before, flying back to my New York door. Fare thee well, adios adieu, yes, and best of luck to all of you. I ain't no saint and I don't pretend to be, but I hope you all found a friend in me. City lights blink and shine, down below, let it change. It's often said that life is strange, oh yes, but compared to what?
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. Yeah, starting off the show with the same song 2 weeks in a row. Have I ever done that before? Probably by accident. I doubt that I've done it intentionally. Although, I don't know. I don't really remember what was... I remember I started last week's show with that. Other than that, I don't really remember much. So maybe I do it often. Maybe I don't know. But I kind of thought about, like, like starting the show, like saying the same things this week that I said last week, just in case anybody, you know, has a better memory than me and thought like, wait a second, isn't this the same show as last week? But that seemed like work, and it seemed like a long way to go for a stupid joke. And here I am telling you about it anyway, which makes it even stupider. Hi, I'm Jeff. I'm stupid. I'm your host here for a couple of hours of great music. That's Steve Forbert, by the way, from the great album Jackrabbit Slim. One of my faves for sure. With January 23rd to 30th, 1978. It is January 30th here on planet Earth, if you're listening live. And that's the song of the week, quite literally. I don't know how often am I going to get to play that two Sundays in a row. Is that ever going to happen again? I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know how the whole calendar thing, I don't know how anything works, really. Are you bored yet? Are you miserable? God, I was looking forward to some live music this week. There was a glimmer of hope. Sean Burns and Grant Siemens announced a show, and man, I think I got a little emotional just thinking about going to see live music again, and then it got canceled. So I guess we'll have to wait for the joyous reunion of good-hearted music folk. I think there's still music happening in some places. It's just I'm not invited, so if you're able to get out and enjoy some live music, you go right ahead and find some joy. And while you're at it, get me some, because I could use it. I could frickin' use it. You know, I started feeling like the misery and the sadness and the despair again, and I was thinking, well, of course you feel that way, dummy. It's February. You always feel that way in February. And then I thought, it's not February at all. It's still to come. The misery and despair has only just begun, friends. It's only just begun. But we'll try to fight our way out of the darkness with some good music today. And I don't know. We'll try. There's not a lot of new music this week. I don't know whether it's just me not trying as hard or what, but there just seems to be like nothing this week. I got a couple of things that I had left over from previous weeks. Another song from an album that I played a bunch of stuff off last week. Thankfully, we have a couple of requests in here as well, so we'll count that as new music. But here's our new music set. We'll kick it off, like I told you last week, brand new album, finally out, long-awaited new music from right here in Winnipeg. It's pretty great. I encourage you to check it out. It's brand new from Sweet Alibi.
In our own way, and I've got to to be. sleeping in your car tonight on the dirty side of town. You could be listening to that long freight train with your window rolled down. The streets are empty here in Bensville. People staying out of sight, going home and going nowhere. I wonder where you are tonight. I can hear a truck out on the freeway, the wheels are rumbling in the ground. Wanna hear your car pulling in my driveway. Broken hearts don't make a sound. Wish I could head out on the highway, feel the cold against my skin. Maybe I could drive all night till daylight, watch the sun come creeping in. Where were you while I was sleeping? Where was I when you were cold? Last night I thought I heard you weeping. Maybe you missed me after all. I can hear a truck out on the freeway, the wheels are rumbling in the ground. Wanna hear your car pulling in my driveway. Broken hearts don't make a sound. Truck out on the freeway, the wheels are rumbling in the ground. Wanna hear your car pulling in my driveway. Broken hearts don't make a sound. Wanna hear your car pulling in my driveway. Broken hearts don't make a sound.
Thank you.
what it's like to be drunk, that it's the reason your mother left me. Oh, my father and granddad both struggled with it, and I vowed that I'd never, but I still haven't quit. Oh, Jeannie, my daughter, sweet girl, Jane, come down from your room. You've been up there so long, I don't know what to do. Jane, my girl, I am to blame, 'cause I can change my ways, but you won't be the same. Oh, Jane, come down. He treats you like I didn't do, and your heart will be frigid like a North Country frost. Don't drive him away with the trust that you lost. Oh, Jeannie, my daughter. Oh, Jeannie, my darling, sweet girl, Jane, come down from your room. You've been up there so long, I don't know what to do. Jane, sweet girl, I wish I agreed. I'm ready to be the father you need. Oh, Jeannie, come down. Come down. Oh, Jeannie, come down from your room.
There's nowhere left to go. Things she set out to do, she made sure were done. She's feeling dismal, but she's not the only one. Take time to listen to the quiet ones. Watch how the pain lives underneath the skin. Forgotten words and lost love won't make the another coin in and stop to wave goodbye. Praying to the hologram high up in the sky. Is it for justice or is it just for the crime? Take time to listen to the quiet ones. Watch how the pain lives underneath the skin. Forgotten words and lost love won't be. Thank you.
on the TV, writing on the wall. How could such a kind heart take such a heavy fall? Absolutely nothing, nothing for the show. Heart and guts against the wind and nowhere left to go. Take time to listen to the lonely ones. Watch how the rain gives up a chance to swim. Burn the broken bridges and we'll build them up.
A couple there for Buddy Burke over there in Germany. That's the Mountain Goats. The song called Mobile from the album Dark in Here. And before that, Billy Strings. Billy Strings, a name I keep seeing all over the place, but I hadn't really taken enough time to investigate. I like that Billy Strings song a lot. Nothing's Working was the name of the track from the album Renewal. Thanks for those, Burke. Before that, we heard something new from Goodnight Texas. Their new record just came out, and it's pretty great, actually. How Long Will It Take Them to Die is the name of the record. Jeepers. Jane, Come Down From Your Room. Stop watching your British detective shows under the covers all the time. Come down. We want to talk to you. Or something. Bill Chambers in there. Love me some Bill Chambers. I love me some Bill Chambers. Bill Chambers has a new record. It's called Bill Chambers and the City Girls. And we heard a song called Broken Hearts Don't Make a Sound. Kind of reminds me of that David Francie song. What was that song called? You know, that one. It was a good one. We heard in there from Winnipeg or surrounding areas. I'm not sure. Ben Stopfel? Stopfel? Stoffel? Stoffel? Ben Stoffel? S-T-O-P-F-E-L? I don't know. Sorry, Ben. I'm an idiot. Great song called Winter. A live version that he put up on the YouTube recently. And man, it touched me in the right spots. It was nice. And a Sweet Alibi in there before that from their new record, Make a Scene. We heard Same Roads. Hopefully we'll get to see the Alibi Gals do some kind of an album release or, you know, anything really here in Winnipeg in the not too distant future. It would be nice to, do something besides sit around and stew about the state of things. I don't know if you can hear that, but the cat is going through boxes of junk over there. Lindsay, what are you looking for? She's got a bag on her head. She's out of here. Okay. Life with cat here and tell the band to go home. Speaking of stewing, this happens every once in a while, and I'm kind of surprised that maybe it doesn't happen more often, but every once in a while, a friend of yours, somebody you know and somebody you love and somebody you've been around for a long time posts something, and it kind of implies that maybe you didn't know that person as well as you thought. That person might have some viewpoints that might contradict. Can you stop kicking the microphone, please, Kat? Just look. Yeah, thanks. Kick it one more time. my co-host, everybody. She doesn't talk much, but. So every once in a while, friend of yours posts something on the old social media that implies that they have differing viewpoints than your own, and you go, did I miss something here? How did I not know you were a bit of a nut job? And that kind of happened to me a little bit this week, and maybe you as well. I don't know, but a friend of ours posted something in support of something. What's the polite word? Batshit crazy. That's that batshit crazy trucker tantrum rolling down the highway to Ottawa. That convoy of selfish, ignorant idiots. You know that one? Well, it turns out some people think that they're doing a good thing, that they are actually fighting for your freedom, which I can't even say with a straight face because it's so ridiculous. But. So anyways, friend of ours posts this thing, says that they're amazing and, in support of the truckers, with their Confederate flags rolling down the Trans-Canada Highway. This person, and I don't want to make him feel bad again. I kind of posted some sarcastic thing and then he got all offended because people get mad, when you post your opinion and your opinion's crazy. Sometimes people get mad. So he lost a bunch of Facebook friends and had some nasty reactions and got all up in arms and stuff. And I got to admit, my first tendency when I find out that one of my friends might be crazy is to think, well, maybe we shouldn't be friends anymore because you're a bit of a lunatic. And so that thought did go through my head, and it's like, do I want to be friends with somebody who believes in crazy things? And what I got back to was, I kind of do actually. I don't pick my friends because they agree with me. I mean, it helps sometimes, I guess. I believe that it's good to listen to differing viewpoints and try to understand why people have them and stuff. So if you disagree with me, hey, let me know. Glad to hear from you. You're probably wrong, but if you want to tell me about it, that's fine. Go right ahead. But it got me to thinking about the cancel culture. Like did this guy get canceled? Like, are we not going to play his music anymore? Are we not going to be friends anymore? And it got me to thinking, well, no, because, you know, the music means a lot to me. And, you know, the times that we've had, I thought were good. Sometimes you find out later on that, your musical idols are assholes. And it gets you to thinking about, do I stop listening to that music? Does that music, do I feel bad for listening to that music and all that stuff? And so we'll play a few artists here that I've decided I can't live without entirely. Do I want to support them now? Would I give them my money now? Hell no. Am I by playing their music, am I saying that the batshit crazy things that they say and do are okay? No, I'm not. I'm just saying that they've made music that means something to me, and it can continue to mean something to me, even if it turns out that you're an asshole. And perhaps one of the world's biggest assholes right now, and one of the people who, you know, just needs to shut up is old Eric Clapton.
I love you. were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
your eyes. Drift easy in the mind if the rain falls down on your Mississippi town. Let your eyes drift in the mind. You run the road, but your diary entry reads blank. Is this some sort of joke to you? Is this some sort of joke to you? Well, excuse me if I break my heart tonight. Well, excuse me if I break my own heart tonight. After all else mine. After all else mine. After all else mine. Can I have it back sometime?
Is he still whining about being canceled and not having any friends and not having any money? Is he still doing that thing? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to think that the guy could learn and grow and be better. I just have seen no evidence that it's possible in that case. But, you know, there is some great music, that's for sure. And it would be a shame to forget about all of it just because, you know, he's a psychopath. It's a shame, really. Whiskey Town there featuring Ryan Adams. Featuring Caitlin Carey and, you know, former band of Stephen Terry and all kinds of good people. From the great record Stranger's Almanac, we heard Excuse Me While I Break My Own Heart Tonight. Yeah. Before that, we heard the batshit crazy Van Morrison from one of the best records of all time, though. Can you imagine life without Moondance just because the guy's batshit crazy? I can't. We heard Into the Mystic there. Oh, I see everybody's home. I get the loud footsteps on the stairs again. Derek and the Dominoes in there featuring the completely insane Eric Clapton. I should say. Featuring the great Bobby Whitlock, the great Duane Allman, that psychopath, what was that drummer psychopath's name? I can't remember. I looked away from Layla and other assorted love songs, but in spite of the fact that, well, they sometimes turn out to be crazy, you still gotta love and respect and rely on your pals and... So, you know, in spite of the fact that you might be wrong about a lot of things, it's good to remember that we're, you know, still friends.
When you're down in trouble and you need a helping hand, and nothing, no, nothing is going right, just close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you. All you gotta do is call, and I'll be there, yes I will. You got a friend, if the sky above you dark and filled with clouds. That old north wind should begin to blow. Just keep your head together. Call my name out loud, and soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call out my name, and you know where.
I'm still hoping there's someone coming to save us. Eric looks up from his beer, quotes the golden rule, says, Dale, you think there might be more than enough? Ain't that the way the deal goes down? One foot in a rut and the other breaking ground. Do what you say and say what you must. There's hope at the bottom of the night for friends like us. Gavin, he's one real big bugger. 7 feet tall, gotta be pushing 300 pounds by now. Wise beyond his weight, he laughs at me when I complain. He's not afraid to put me right back in my place. Ain't that the way the steel goes down. One foot in a rut and the other breaking ground. Do what you say and say what you must. There's hope at the bottom of the night for friends like us. Destined for hell or some Walmart parking lot, and a mile past last call, leaning into it all. There's hope at the bottom of the night for friends like us. There's hope at the bottom of the night for friends like us.
Couple of great barbers there, a couple of great friends. That's Del Barber, Friends Like Us, and before that, Matthew Barber. We got to take a break. We'll come back with some more good stuff after this on Tell the Band to Go Home.